welcome to Cinema Savants. I'm Rob Steele. He's Todd Vandenberg. And this time I have hit the record button, thus making the first 8 minutes of the show completely unavailable to anyone unless you're psychic. You could already know that we've got a lot of news to get through. We're going to try to go through it quickly, starting with Beverly Hills 90210. Yeah, we're starting there just to say Luke Perry had a stroke. That sucks. Dude, get better. Now we're moving on to the Oscars, where, and I'm still doing this joke, even though I did it in the version that we didn't record, because I like it. I think it's funny. Glenn Close, right? We'd like to apologize for that, because last week we said Glenn Close is a lock. She will win the award. It's a lock. It's such a lock. If you smell what the lock is cooking, therefore, she didn't win.
Of course. Oops. And as I said about 7 minutes ago,
yeah.
If you are betting the rent money on what we say about movies, that's on you. It's not on us. I'm so sorry.
Yeah.
But I did want to mention a couple things about the Oscars. Is one, that I'm kind of glad that Glenn Close did not win, and not because I hate Glenn Close. That way I didn't have the same antipathy twice in one day.
Yeah.
And because I'm really happy that Olivia Colman won for her speech, because her speech was wonderful and amazing, and that was great. The other thing I wanted to talk about with the Oscars, not the awards, but something that gotten probably more spin, more talk, more notoriety on social media than anything else, it wasn't about the performance of Shallow. It was about what happened at the end of the performance of Shallow. Lady Gaga, Bradley Cooper, they're making eyes at each other and everything is exploding about, oh my God, she's so in love with him. And oh my God, this is so awful because she's going to break up their little family unit and blah, 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 blah.
Did you watch the movie?
Yeah, exactly. As she explained on, I believe it was Jimmy Kimmel on Wednesday night, and just like Rob said, did you see the movie? Did you not realize that this was a little microcosm of the movie? As she explained, Bradley Cooper blocked out the entire thing from the moment they rolled the piano out to the fact that they were not announced exactly where they would stand during the song, where they would move during the song, and sit down and gaze into each other's eyes at the end of the song. And as she wrapped it up, she said, that's acting. It's just amazing that so many people are just so blown up about this. And it's like, oh my gosh, they're so in love. And it's like, no, they're so acting. And you're watching the Oscars. And how did that not get through your head? It's just kind of a strange thing. Anyway, I thought the Oscars were fun. Please don't ever go back to having hosts that look much.
Do have a quote about the Oscars, though. And I love this. It comes from a guy named Jim Bob, I didn't name him, from a band called Carter USM. Look them up if you don't know them. They're a fun band. His quote was, mathematically speaking, if there are 8 nominees for something, one of them winning can't be that much of a surprise, can it? I thought, you know what? That's a very good point.
That is a good point.
So anyway, moving on from the Oscars, because they don't exist anymore, to something that is going to possibly change the industry. And it has to do with one of my wife's favorite and one of my least favorite shows, Bones. That's right, the one that ended several years ago. There's a massive lawsuit having to do with Bones against Fox. Oh, dear. When Fox sold the rights or did the rights thing with Hulu, which is where you can watch Bones if you absolutely have to. And that's what my wife is doing right now as we speak. Anyway, they forgot to do something like paying the actors royalties for having the show aired on Hulu. That's my understanding of it. They might have gotten paid a little bit, but they really undercut the actors who are getting crap out of this. Well, a court ruled in their favor and hit Fox with a $178.7 million judgment, which, you know, that's not, that even if they've got the billions of dollars Fox has, that can't be a comfortable hit. You can almost buy a major league free agent for that.
You can buy half of one, but yeah.
Well, yeah, I guess.
Wow.
So, and that has to be a thing now. When you have your show go on Hulu, or it's getting closer to the syndication laws, because apparently syndication was different than going on Hulu or Netflix or Amazon or whatever. Now you have to pay them. So that's going to change the industry ever so slightly. Similar to something else that's going on with Hulu this week, which I think this is kind of funny. Walt Disney, because you can't do anything these days without Disney, is close to acquiring Fox's share of Hulu for an extra $71 billion, meaning Disney will be getting a total of, I believe it's, let's see, they had 30%, Fox had 30%, so they'll have 60% share of Hulu. They're trying to get Warner Brothers' other 10%, giving them 70%, leaving NBC with a minimal 30%. But I thought this was interesting. As players to be named later in this deal, Disney will also be getting two of the three Fox executives that were involved in the dispute about paying the actors.
To be traded away to two minor leaguers later in the...
Release them immediately.
Yeah.
Methinks.
I don't think so, yeah.
They're actually 21st century Fox, because they added a one finally, is seeking to void the punitive damages of $128 million, but is not contesting the actual damages of 50.2. You know what? Pay it. The actors, it's kind of like, how can you have the show without the actors in it? And the actors did their job. Pay them for it.
Indeed, they did.
So.
Really strange.
Very weird. Let's see, what other Disney news did we have? Disney keeps popping up. All over the place. How about their Marvel animated series? MODOK, which we mentioned a few weeks ago, which I like the character, but they're making it a sitcom, an animated sitcom, and MODOK has been cast. He's being voiced by Patton Oswalt. Really?
He was born to play MODOK.
No.
Looks just like MODOK. Just take his body away.
Peter Dinklage made more sense as MODOK if it was being done seriously. But I don't know.
It's animated. Anyway,
good. That's not fine. I'll do it. Just don't make it a sitcom. Because now they've screwed up the character. We're not going to be able to see him in the Marvel Cinematic Universe without people looking at him and just snickering.
Eventually, they'll get around to MODOK, I'm sure. I mean... It's kind of hard not to snicker at MODOK anyway. I mean,
a bit, but
the head thing.
I don't know. Anyway, speaking of snickering, more news out of Fox and Marvel that doesn't have to do with Disney. Dark Phoenix has a new trailer, which caused a lot of controversy this week. If you care about these movies anymore, which I don't. I mean, it looks like a good action film, but I'm still waiting for a movie using the X-Men books, and this is not it. That's not the controversial part. We've been used to that since, I think it was the first X-Men movie, when they did not use the books and rearranged a lot of stuff. No, the controversy comes from they killed Mystique in the trailer. Wah, methinks.
Well,
she wasn't an X-Man anyway. Go right ahead. Knock yourself out.
And this settles the issue that you had a few weeks, maybe a month ago, talking about how they keep on changing Mystique's look a little bit because Jennifer Lawrence is tired of the makeup process.
She has scales. When did she have scales? I don't remember her having scales in the book. Of course, I also remember her being gray and not blue. Look at me being picky.
I'm fine with offing anybody in the X-Men universe at this point.
Exactly. And something that may or may not be getting offed, this New Mutants movie, which is dead. It's not dead. It's pushed back. It's pushed back. It's back. Yep, it's gone. No, it's not. It's was brought back because Ken Griffey Jr. is playing center field. Can you tell pitchers and catchers have reported? You know, I'm just saying. So moving on with the New Mutants thing, it's actually going to be potentially released, but not by Fox in a theater. The original news was it's going to Disney Plus. No, this is an R-rated movie. It's probably going to Hulu. So those of you who wanted your X-Men horror movie.
And that's if they ever film the extra scenes, which they were supposed to have filmed last year, and they still haven't filmed.
Exactly.
I would think that if
the movie is done, it's done, it's done, except it isn't.
Yeah, it's got to wind up on Hulu because surely they're not just going to spend however much money they've already spent on this thing and then just say, eh, we don't care. I mean, they got to do something to recoup that $179 million. So, wow.
Yeah, got to do. You've got the footage. Do something with it. Let's see. What other? We had another trailer come out. Actually, we've had a couple more trailers. But let's go to the Lion King trailer. Oh, look, it's the same trailer for the animated movie, except this time it's done with computers. Did you care? I didn't. I looked at it and said, I've seen this. It just looked less fuzzy.
I don't really care about many of these reworkings that they've done. I mean, the Jungle Book was, it was okay, but I didn't really like the way they handled the computer animation for the animals. And it was better than what Mowgli did, because that was terrifying. Not intentionally, but still, it's, you know, it was a good movie, but it's like, eh, okay. I mean, yeah, and I liked the remake of Beauty and the Beast, but the original is still better, and it's, they're all going to be like this.
Yeah.
Because they're taking great movies, and they're remaking them, and there's no point in that other than to make money. So, and I understand that's the business. They're there to make money. I get it. But I don't really care to see it because I've seen the first version, and the first version so far has been better. And especially to remake The Lion King when it's all going to be animated anyway.
Exactly.
There's just zero point to doing it other than to make money, because people won't go see a re-release of the original because they already have it at home. I mean, some people will, but most people, no. They want to see something new and different, and it's not new and different.
It's the same.
Same damn thing. It's just has a, basically a new coat of paint.
I've got it on VHS, but I suspect this is going to look prettier. But yeah, it's the same movie.
Yeah, I'm sure it will. And of course, the cast is mostly different, but it's the same thing. It's the same story, and I just can't be pushed to really care.
There was a joke made about the A Star Is Born movie, how it's a once in a generation movie in that it's made every generation. I think Lion King might be another one of those.
And it's literally every generation. Of course, the difference with those is it's not the same company going back and doing it over and over and over.
That's true.
And there's a gap of about 30 years as opposed to 10.
Lion King came out longer ago than that.
Beauty and the Beast is the one I'm thinking of.
Oh, Beauty. Well,
you know, yeah, and it's. So. And it's okay. Like I said, I'm not like, oh, this is a crime against humanity. It's like the X-Men movies basically are, but
Lion King, it'll be 25 years.
Wow, that is a long time ago.
Yeah.
But again, is there some point to this other than to make another, I don't know, who knows, somewhere between $380 and $700 million? It's like,
well, they got to pay off the Fox debt now.
Yeah, lots of reasons to do it. But they're all monetary.
Speaking of money grabs, Hotel Transylvania 4. I'm just mentioning this. I don't think it's going to be making the money. They announced that it's going to be released on December 22nd, 2021, opposite Wicked and Avatar 3. Mm. Guess which one's going to make the money?
Yeah, they might want to move. Oh, wow.
Did you think about this? No, I do not think you thought about it. And now on to a movie that makes even less sense than that. MGM and the newly formed Mattel Films, they're teaming up to develop a live-action feature based on the toy company's classic personal projector, the Viewmaster. How the hell are you going to make them? I mean... That's not Lego. At least you could build people out of and then make a story out of the people. Yeah. This was a thing you shoved up to its binoculars. Coming soon, cardboard box, the movie. That's all. It's the same concept.
Well, considering we've gone through the emoji movie at this point, sure, go for it. Whatever.
Emojis made more sense. They have expressions. This is a small chunk of plastic that you look through. I don't get how that works.
I'm not remotely interested, but I can see maybe they'll pull like a Jumanji thing. It's like, oh, you look through the Viewmaster and you get pulled into the world and somehow you have to get back out of it. It's like, okay, fine, whatever.
I'm in Paris next to the Eiffel Tower. I'm in in Egypt next to the pyramids. That's the noise it made, wasn't it?
Yeah, exactly. If they do that effect, I'm totally in for that.
So anyway, moving on from something you look through to the movie Glass. That's as close to a segue as I'm going to get. Universal Pictures Home Entertainment announced that M. Night Shyamalan's movie Glass is coming to streaming digital April 2nd and a bajillion variations of the disc on April 16th. Good news for everybody, I guess. It's going to have, let's see, what is it? 12 deleted scenes, an alternate opening, and a dozen featurettes included. So for those of you who wanted another Glass movie, it sounds like they've included it.
I was going to say, it's and that's a movie which most movies probably could can benefit from having added details. So you can like, okay, this is interesting. I like the way they did that. And, you know, if you're one of those people who likes to deconstruct stuff, and it makes perfect sense for one of his movies, and especially for this movie. So I would, I'd be happy if there was an alternate ending. But it doesn't sound like there is. But still, I mean, I really liked the movie. I didn't like it as much as Unbreakable. But still, I thought it was a really good movie. I thought it worked really well to round out his trilogy. So I am looking forward to watching Mr. Shaka Khan's. Yeah, we know it's Shyamalan, but still.
No, it's more fun to say Shaka Khan.
Yeah, it's much more fun to say Mr. Shaka Khan. So looking forward to Glass.
And actually, weirdly, I found that tidbit in an article that talked about a lot of movies and even a video game bit, which I'm going to mention just because it's stupid. Mortal Kombat 11. It's not my idea. Mortal Kombat 11, because they've gotten that far in the video games.
Wow. I didn't realize they got that far.
They had a video for the reveal of the character Johnny Cage, who was in the original game. Why are you anyway? The good news about it, I suppose, is that it looks very realistic, which is terrifying for a game where you can break bones and rip heads off and whatnot. The terrifying thing is that Johnny Cage looks a lot like the actor French Stewart, which at this point, I'm guessing a lot of people don't even remember.
That's terrifying. I totally know. I'm just thinking, oh, what?
He was on what? Third Rock from the Sun. And he was in Stargate, which is what I'm using for my segue to get to the next stuff.
Wow, that's really terrifying.
Yeah, it really doesn't work. So anyway, speaking of Stargate, moving on to Star Trek, for there is Trek news concerning the forthcoming Picard TV series on CBS's streaming service that probably has a name that I've forgotten, or maybe I've already used it. I don't know. All Access, there we go. I knew it was here somewhere. A few things about that. One, Jonathan Frakes is not going to be in it, but he's going to direct a few episodes, which I think is kind of cool. So Riker is getting back together with Picard, just not on the right side of the camera.
That is cool.
And they announced a few things about the story with the Picard series, including the Romulan Empire is gone. Not just because it takes place after Star Trek Nemesis, which a lot of people didn't like. I thought it was a good, it was a decent movie. But it wasn't just that killed off the Romulan Empire. Apparently their star went Nova and the Romulan Empire is just literally gone now. Oops. This deals with how Picard is dealing with that. And there's a crew list. Now, I don't know if this means that Picard is getting his own ship, if he's getting the Enterprise, what's going on with that. They haven't announced it yet. But there's, a holographic doctor. Again, thank you. There's a Romulan on the ship who's apparently a leftover. But the one character that I suppose interests me, because I'm wondering how they're going to do this, it's a former intelligence officer who's somewhere in her 40s or 50s, who has been described as analytical, paranoid, and a substance abuser. I thought, what kind of, wow, on, I'll just go ahead and say the Enterprise, even though it may not be.
Well,
a substance abuser in the Federation, which is interesting.
That's the one thing we know. It will not be Romulan ale. Weird.
Don't know where that's going to go, but it could be interesting.
Could be.
Let's see. That's going to be beginning work soon. And so are a number of Hugh Jackman projects. No, I'm not referring to anything related to Wolverine, thankfully. He was good at in the Wolverine role, but he's too tall. That's all I'm saying. Anyway, he's going to be doing a live show called The Men, The Music, The Show. He's going to be accompanied by an orchestra. and do a global tour where he will perform songs from Les Miserables. I know it's French. I'm still going to call it Les Miserables. The Boy from Oz, other moments from his Broadway career, including The Greatest Showman, which, and this is really weird, they announced that since The Greatest Showman made $435 million off of a budget of $84 million, making it the third highest grossing musical in history, and it won Grammys and everything, they're making a sequel?
Of course they are.
How do you make a sequel to a musical biopic? I mean, I don't remember where it exactly left off in his life, but...
Next month.
This time he's a zombie because he died at the... What? No, that just seems odd.
And you're somehow shocked that they're making a sequel to a movie that made that much money, regardless of the circumstances.
That's not the bit. That's not it. It's that... It's a biopic. I mean, how do you... Anyway.
Or they can go back and they can talk about his upbringing as a slight but feisty young child. And at the end, Hugh Jackman will pop up. Who knows what they're going to do?
It just seemed weird. Anyway.
I agree. It would be stranger, though, if they come up with a sequel to Bohemian Rhapsody.
That, I'm expecting that to be announced any time now.
Yeah, true.
So anyway, speaking of weird sequels... It, Chapter 2, had an announcement this week via Jessica Chastain, who plays the adult version of Beverly. She was on the Jimmy Fallon show when she said the following, quote, "Okay, I'm going to say something, and I think it's going to be in trouble, but I'm going to do it. It might be a spoiler, but in this movie, there's a scene that someone said on the set that it's the most blood ever seen in a horror film scene. And I'll tell you, the next day, I was like pulling blood out of my eyeballs." What? I'm not sure exactly what kind of quote that was or what she was on when she said it, but...
Yeah.
Oh, goody. Gore. Lots of gore. Maybe Al Gore.
That would be fun.
Unless Wino's involved, I don't care.
Is this supposed to make it interesting?
I mean, don't know. What?
Now, if it's really the most amount of blood ever seen, like if it goes beyond Evil Dead, for instance, or if it goes beyond The Shining, okay.
The Shining had a river that flooded at a hotel, didn't it?
Yeah. That's kind of mildly interesting, but it doesn't really make it, I don't know, that's just so strange. Not the moment that makes me think, oh my God, I can't wait to see this enormous amount of blood in the movie. Weird.
Does nothing for me. All right, so moving on to The Lost Boys. That's right, The Lost Boys. The vampire movie from 1987 that's getting a remake on the CW TV network, and they've made a gender swap. Kiefer Sutherland will now be played by Charlie Sheen. No, wait, that's not a gender swap, is it? The Frog Brothers, who were originally played by... I had that here somewhere. Oh, well, Corey Feldman and Hiria Jameson Newlander, only one of which was ever seen again. They've been changed into the Frog Sisters. I'm afraid I can't bring myself to care. They still run the comic book shop in, where was it? Santo Alto or wherever. Santa Carla. There we go. The murder capital of the world, all because of those darn vampires. Give me a root beer.
Yeah, cool, fine, whatever. I don't care.
I can't bring myself to care, nor can I really care much about the Ghostbusters 3 news, where they announced that Carrie Coon and Finn Wolfhard have been cast as, are being looked at for Jason Reitman's Ghostbusters film. And they put up, I don't know who either of these people are, and they put up pictures of them. And apparently they swapped them. I did not know that one was Finn and that one was Carrie. And I thought they were both girls. Finn is apparently a male son, or supposed to be playing the male son. He looks very feminine.
He's from Stranger Things.
Yes, he is.
Among other things that he's from, I should say. So.
Apparently he was also in It, so there could have been a segue there, but I missed it.
Yes.
Oops. He wasn't in It. So there's that.
I shouldn't say he's very good in one or the other. He's very good in both. So this is cool. I like it.
Okay. Yay.
If that lines up in the case.
How about something else we'll cheer about along the same lines of Ghostbusters 3, Hellboy? who has officially received an R rating from the Motion Picture Association of America, which makes sense because they released a second trailer this week that was red-banned. So if the trailer is rated R, one would think the movie.
One would think.
I don't know, watch the trailer. I'm still, I guess, vaguely interested in this. I don't know if I'm... This is one of those that I'm going to see if I like it things. You know, I can't just look at the trailer and go, I want to see that. I need to see that. It must be in my life now. It's just kind of a, oh, all right. I'll see it at some point thing. You seemed a bit more excited about it.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. And I'm glad to hear that it's R-rated because it fits the material more. I'm not a big fan of the push to... It's the HBO syndrome of, oh, we're on cable, so we can, you know, we can have potty mouths and we can show naked people. And it's like, if it fits the story, that's awesome. But if you're just doing it just for the sake of doing it, it's, I don't care. I'm less than thrilled with, for instance, like I talked about, oh, look, the guy who turns into a robot man's having sex on Doom Patrol. It's like, who cares?
And
it's like, I'm sure Brendan Fraser was happy about that and probably put it in his contract. Because now he can feel like he's still sexy, but I don't care because it didn't add anything to the damn show. For Hellboy, makes perfect sense. Let me think about this. The son of Satan, and there's lots of fights and gore. I was like, yeah, it totally makes sense.
Yeah.
So it fits the story. So good. I would much rather see an R-rated version of Hellboy come out than a PG version or, God forbid, a G-rated version. Which would be...
I don't think you can do a G-rated if you call him Hellboy.
Yeah, seems that would be kind of difficult. So, yeah, good news on this one.
Let's see, how about... I don't know if this is good news or not. The Suicide Squad. Now, this came out a while back, in that it was last month, and you've probably heard that Will Smith is no longer going to be in the sequel to the Suicide Squad movie. That's not the news part. To me, the news part... was that Variety announced that this was an exclusive story, exclusive to Variety. So I, of course, found it on IMDb, Dark Horizon, CNN, CBS, ABC, and probably about eight other sites before I finally clicked on the link to Variety. How exclusive is it if I find it everywhere?
Well, maybe it was exclusive for the first 15 seconds of its existence or something.
If that. Holy cow.
I'm really happy with that news. Not because I don't like Will Smith and not because he didn't do a reasonably good job in the movie. It's because it was Will Smith, they felt that, oh, we have to make him likable. It's like, how on earth does that fit the character?
Deadshot was not a likable character.
Don't freaking do that. That is ridiculous. That is stupid. And that is one of the biggest problems I have, and I'm sure you have, with the DC movies, for the most part. Is they don't seem to realize that they have source material.
Yeah.
Is kind of pay attention to, you know, what the comics have been doing for, in some cases, like 70 years, and kind of follow that path. It's like, don't make Deadshot, oh, look, he's just doing this for his daughter. He's so sweet. No, he's not. He's a freaking cold-blooded assassin. Just let him be that. If they had just let Will Smith do that, would have been great. I'm sure he would have liked it better.
That actually was a thing with Deadshot was, yeah, part of it was doing it for his daughter, but he was still, you know, not the nice guy. He's not Will Smith.
Yeah, exactly. They made it so, they turned him into this, oh, he's kind of this, he has this sweet side to him. It's like, come on.
He's not a sympathetic character.
Yeah.
So.
No, not happening. So that was excellent news. Even if Variety had it as an exclusive for maybe 20 seconds. I'll give him the benefit of the doubt.
Potentially. Let's see. There's actually a bunch of DC news that we can go through very quickly. The Titans announced that Australian actor I am lisping horribly, and I don't know why. Australian actor? Damn it, it's the Will Smith Suicide Squad thing. It's just kind of stuck there.
It is.
Australian actor Joshua Orban has been cast as Superboy.
Mm.
Okay, so they're bringing Superboy to the Titans series.
Good for him. I don't care. Next, I'm not going to watch it.
Aquaman has a sequel set for December 2022. December 16th. Oh, goody, more six.
I'm sorry.
I still haven't seen the first one. Have you seen the first one yet?
I was going to say, at least it gives me more time to see the first one before the sequel comes out.
Ah, okay. So let's see. Next, Ezra Miller. Dude, I love you, Ezra Miller. And yet he keeps saying, the Flash movie is coming. The Flash movie is coming. Yeah, I'm not buying it. Because this
sure
has been
slow for a Flash thing, isn't it?
I know one of the funny things about the character Flash is that even though he's the fastest man in existence, he's perpetually late. But come on.
I guess that's maybe how they're playing it.
I don't know. Let's see. It's been at least 6 months since this has come up. So Matt Ryan has been announced to be reviving the Constantine series, this time possibly on the DC network.
Which is...
I'd love to see it happen.
I was really surprised by that news because it's awesome that they're going to have him as the character, but a completely new series is just kind of odd.
At this
point,
I guess
they must really hate the way they approached it, or the showrunners, or something about it, other than the fact that they had the right actor. But
I loved the NBC version. I'm not all that keen on bringing him into the Arrowverse the way they did, but you know what? Fine.
Yeah.
Whatever.
It's just one of those things where, okay, you got it right, and now you've decided you didn't get it right. Again, it's makes it a little scary. At least they realized they had the right actor. I'll give them credit for that.
Oh, let's see. Moving away from DC into something that, frankly, I thought was dead. But it's not. Alien Isolation, the 2014 survival video game that kind of flopped, had a storyline going along with the Alien movies, only this is actually about Amanda Ripley, Sigourney Weaver's daughter that was left behind in the first one. She went out in space to look for her mom, completely ignoring the storyline that was in Alien. And they made a video game about it that kind of didn't do all that well. So what they've decided to do is take all the cutscenes, of which there are apparently plenty, and turn it into a TV series.
There must be 10,000 cutscenes if they're going to make it a series.
I guess it's going to have 7 episodes. It's already been released on IGN.com, or at least the first episode came out back last Thursday. They said they're adding some stuff to it, and I'm like, I really hope so.
I was going to say, they better be adding a lot. I was like, wow.
That's a lot of cutscenes that you've crammed into the video game. Maybe that's why it didn't sell very well as a video game. I'm just throwing that out there. It could be. Anyway, last story comes. See, we're going back. We're back at the Oscars again. If it wasn't for that Luke Perry had a stroke at the beginning of the show, we'd come full circle. How's this? I might have had a stroke watching Alien Isolation. There we go. Now we're back on track again. The next Bond movie, speaking of things that are dead. Oh, Bond had a stroke. That's what it was. That's how we're going full circle. They're talking about who's going to be playing the villain in the next Bond movie. And right now it is heavily rumored that Rami Malek, same person at this point, Rami Malek might be being the next Bond villain. I think it could work.
Yeah, totally could work. That's cool.
So good luck, Mr. Malek. Don't expect to get an Oscar out of it.
But yeah, I don't think he should have won the Oscar for best actor, but really? Again, that's so subjective. I thought he did a really good job. I didn't think he gave the best performance, but that doesn't mean he's not a very good actor. He is. And I think that's a really interesting take for a Bond villain, because they usually go a lot older.
That's true.
Not always, but usually. So I like this. I like this a lot.
He plays son of Blofeld. Mm. I really hope I'm kidding. Oh, geez. Anyway, that seems to be all we've got this week. And that was enough. That's a lot of movie news.
That is enough.
A lot of stuff to digest. So sit down. Have a good sit. Think about all the stuff we've told you. And we'll be back on Friday with some movie reviews. Until then, you can, after you're done digesting, so at least wait an hour before you go out. It's kind of like swimming. But when you do, get out and go see a movie.
Captain, we're losing power in the warp engines.
I think we should be leaving now.
I'm going to go home and sleep with my wife.
And on that unusually harmonious bombshell, it is time to end.
I am very disappointed!
Man, we have a weird job.
It's shameful, but it's a living.
And like that, he's gone.
Storm, that's the end.